2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
For critical breaking news, traffic and weather, and conversation about Utah's most important stories, listen on any smart speaker, the KSL News Radio app, and in your car at 102.7 FM. KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City, live team coverage. The Chill Heat Wave, day six on KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
This is the 5 o'clock report. 20 minutes of uninterrupted news, commercial free. I'm Jeff Kaplan, KSL's top story. Fighting wildfire faster. Senator Mitt Romney says the government has to find ways to improve response times for wildfires. He's pushing a bill to create a new commission that would search for better strategies to keep small fires from becoming catastrophes. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson has more.
One issue is that there are many different agencies that own or care for land. In one case, it could be the Forestry Service. In another, it could be land management or state land. And each agency has different regulations on how to respond to fires. Senator Romney believes these different rules may slow down the response. Plus, he wants the commission to look at things like firefighting aircraft and where they should be placed to deal with big blazes across the country.
Senator Romney hopes to attach his proposal to the infrastructure bill now being debated in Washington. Another community has banned personal fireworks for the holidays. The city of Holiday has clamped a ban by unanimous council vote last night. This ban runs through October. Several communities have banned fireworks on the Tinder Dry East Bench. Other cities say they can't ban fireworks because of the way Utah law is written. KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe explains.
Eagle Mountain City Council has already passed a resolution to prohibit fireworks during the summer holidays. But Sandy City's councilman Zach Robinson tells KSL TV they just can't do it. The state fire marshal has the authority to make fireworks illegal in unincorporated areas, which it has done this year. But it's up to cities to make the decision within city limits. Still, Utah law is written in a way that spells out exactly what parts of the city can have those restrictions, like within 200 feet of waterways and trails or in dry grass-covered areas. Sandy Councilman Robinson also says the city council is looking at a ban in those high-risk areas. Amy Kobabe at KSL News Radio.
Wasatch County found a way to ban fireworks, and it's a total ban for the entire county. No fireworks. Campfires are only allowed at Forest Service campgrounds in a certified pit. State Parks campgrounds have also banned fires. The July 4th fireworks on Memorial Hill in Wasatch County, the Pioneer Day fireworks in Charleston Park will happen, you know, because certified pyrotechnicians are running those shows. KSL News Time 502, Utah isn't the only state suffering from this heat. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, heat emergencies exist in Arizona and California, and measurable amounts of rain aren't expected in many areas for months. At Folsom Lake, a drinking water source for millions of Californians, the lake is disappearing. Richard LeMay with California Parks can't imagine what it will look like by December.
I don't want to know. We'll probably just see a river with a small pool in front of the dam.
The heat has been deadly in Arizona, where hospital visits are spiking. President Biden announcing the nation has reached the mark of 300 million COVID vaccines administered in arms in 150 days.
That's an important milestone that just didn't happen on its own or by chance. It took the ingenuity of American scientists, the full capacity of American companies, whole of government response across federal, state, tribal, and local governments.
But the president is at risk of failing to meet his self-imposed target to have 70% of Americans at least partially vaccinated by July 4th. The 94-year-old who walked from her home in Fort Worth, Texas, to the nation's capital as a way to call on the federal government to make June 19th a national holiday. We walk 2.5 miles tomorrow to mark the 2.5 years that black people in Texas were enslaved past the Emancipation Proclamation. She says she's looking forward to every step.
Walking tomorrow is going to be a joy.
Juneteenth celebrations taking place around the country today and tomorrow. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chalaios, KSL News Radio.
Well, Salt Lake County is celebrating Juneteenth today. KSL News Radio's Mark Jackson has details.
Let every voice.
The ceremony taking place outside the county government building today with a list of featured guests and the singing of what is considered the Black National Anthem, Lift Every Voice and Sing. Followed by an official county proclamation read by Mayor Jenny Wilson.
And whereas on Juneteenth, 1865, is considered the date when the last slaves in America were freed.
And appearances from NAACP Salt Lake Chapter President John Etta Williams and local Black Lives Matter spokesperson Lex Scott. County residents also got a chance to look at the Black History Museum bus as well. Mark Jackson, KSL News Radio.
UDOT is closing I-80 in Tooele County beginning Monday. Westbound I-80 at the SR 36 junction will close overnight Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday of next week, 8 p.m. to 5 a.m. All traffic will be detoured off the freeway so construction crews can place new beams for a bridge. KSL News Time 5:05. First look traffic on the 5 o'clock report. And here's Ricky Meese.
Backups in Riverton. This is due to a crash northbound Bangor Highway prior to 126 South. That's causing delays. We also have an accident at the top of the on-ramp from 33rd South to join northbound I-15. They are blocking a right lane of traffic. Heavy delays northbound I-15 as you're leaving Farmington and making your way up to the basin. The worst of the slowing is going to be in Layton. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Thank you, Ricky. The 5 o'clock report is brought to you by Any Hour Services, Electrical, Plumbing, Heating, and Air, anyhourservices.com.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was 3 blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com. Follow us on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you listen.